This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Membership has its benefits. Certain clubs or associations offer their members discounts on retail purchases and things like insurance. The most vitally important group to be a member of is the Worldwide Family of God, also known as born-again saved believers in Jesus Christ, anywhere across the world. Membership is absolutely free. No money is paid to become a Christian. You join by the free grace of God through faith in what Jesus has done to remove your sin and change you into a new person who is now acceptable for God in heaven. Today on our broadcast, I will be discussing just one of the benefits of saving faith in God: freedom from anxiety, fear, and worry. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. And on Facebook at tinyurl.com/VFCFace. People come to Jesus by faith out of love and gratitude for their eternal life and security with God in heaven. This security means that ultimately nothing can touch them or harm them. In John 11:25, Jesus said, "I am the one who brings people back to life, and I am life itself. Those who believe in me will live even if they die." Jesus also said in John 5:24, "I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life." So this guarantee of eternal life to Christians gives them freedom from fear and anxiety. Those who do not believe in Christ have only a fearful expectation of the judgment of God in the end, plus living with anxiety about daily life now. The following are just a sample of the many Bible verses that relate to the blessing God gives Christian believers in the area of peace of mind and freedom from anxiety. 1 Peter 5:7, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fearfulness, but one of power, love, and sound judgment." Hebrews 13:6, "That is why we can say without any doubt or fear, the Lord is my helper, and I am not afraid of anything that mere man can do to me." Psalm 13:4, "I looked to the Lord and he answered me. He saved me from everything I was afraid of." John 14:1-3, "Do not let your hearts be distressed. You believe in God? Believe also in me. There are many dwelling places in the house of my Father. Otherwise I would have told you, because I am going away to make ready a place for you. And if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, so that where I am, you may be too." The words of Jesus. Then in 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears punishment has not been perfected in love." Isaiah 26:3, "You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you, because they trust in you." Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. I fear no one. The Lord protects my life. I am afraid of no one." The Bible mentions two specific types of fear. The first type is good, actually, and is to be encouraged. The second type is a negative and is to be defeated. The first type of fear is fear of the Lord. This type of fear does not necessarily mean to be afraid of something. Rather, it is a reverential awe of God, a reverence for his power and glory. However, it is also a proper respect for his wrath and anger. In other words, the fear of the Lord is a total acknowledgement of all that God is, which comes through knowing him and his attributes. Fear of the Lord brings with it many blessings and benefits. It is the beginning of wisdom and leads to good understanding. That's Psalm 111:10. Only fools despise wisdom and discipline. Furthermore, fear of the Lord leads to life, rest, peace, and contentment, Proverbs 19. It is the fountain and life, Proverbs 14, and provides a security and a place of safety for us. For example, Isaiah 41:10 encourages us, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Often we fear the future and what will become of us, but Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, so how much more will he provide for his children? So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows, Matthew 10. Just these few verses cover many different types of fear. God tells us not to be afraid of being alone, of being too weak, of not being heard, and a lack of physical necessities. These admonishments continue throughout the Bible, covering the many different aspects of the spirit of fear. In Psalm 56:11, the psalmist writes, "In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" This is an awesome testimony to the power of trusting in God. Regardless of what happens, the psalmist will trust in God because he knows and understands the power of God. The key to overcoming fear, then, is total and complete trust in God. Trusting God is a refusal to give in to fear. It is a turning to God even in the darkest times, and trusting him to make things right. This trust comes from knowing God and knowing that he is good. As Job said when he was experiencing some of the most difficult trials recorded in the whole Bible, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." That's Job 13:15. Once we have learned to put our trust in God, we will no longer be afraid of the things that come against us. Related to anxiety is stress. The dictionary defines stress as physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension. Some stress is necessary and even good, such as the physical strain we put on our muscles in order to make them stronger. But when we talk about stress, we usually are referring to excessive or negative mental or emotional strain or tension. While stress is not specifically mentioned in the Bible, Scripture does speak to things such as anxiety, worry, and trouble, things we often associate with stress, and gives us clear answers on how we should deal with them. Everyone suffers some stress at one time or another. How we naturally deal with it depends in large part on who we are. Stress is a common human experience, particularly in a world where the demands for our time and attention seem to be unending. Our jobs, health, family, friends, and even ministry activities can overwhelm us. The ultimate solution to stress is to surrender our lives to God and seek his wisdom regarding priorities as well as his enabling to do the things to which he has called us. He always gives enough, so we need not be defeated by stress. One common cause of stress is financial. We stress over money because we never seem to feel we have enough. We worry about being able to pay all our bills, many living paycheck to paycheck. Or we become consumed by materialism and in turn stressed out about maintaining our lifestyle. Some become stressed over finances because they do not trust God to provide the basic necessities of life. But Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?" That's Matthew 6. We might also find ourselves stressed when facing a hardship or trial. James 1 counsels, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." When we encounter hardship, we can succumb to stress, or we can view it as a means by which God can strengthen our faith and mold our character. No matter what type of stress in our lives, the starting point for dealing with it is still Jesus Christ. Jesus offers us great encouragement in John 14:1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. We desperately need him in our lives. We need him because he is the only one who can give us the strength to cope with the troubles in our lives. Believing in him does not mean that we will have a trouble-free life or that we will not feel overcome by stress in our lives. It simply means that a life without Jesus Christ makes coping with stress an impossible and often debilitating task. Believing leads to trusting. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Leaning on our own understanding often means adopting the world's ways of relieving stress, things like alcohol or drugs or mindless entertainment. Instead, we are to trust his word as our ultimate guide to a stress-reduced life. David says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. David knew that by seeking the Lord and sharing his troubles with him, that perhaps he would find favor with him. The Lord in turn answered him and calmed him down. Perhaps no passage in Scripture better captures how to deal with stress than Philippians 4:6-7. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience the peace of God which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So trust in Jesus. By faith, call out to God in prayer. Ask him to save you because of Jesus dying to pay the price for your sin so that you can have eternal life. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent. To have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Find us on Facebook at tinyurl.com/VFCFace. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So do not be troubled or afraid.